there have been nearly 70 American debuts at Lyric Opera of Chicago. They began in the company's very first season, 1954, with the arrival of Maria Callas. And they continue this season with the first American appearances of several major artists. During the company's first decade, a time when Lyric was jokingly referred to as La Scala West, several Italian stars sang in America for the first time. Each of them became not only a pillar of Lyric, but of virtually every other major company worldwide. Each of them enjoyed a long career that accustomed their audiences to an extraordinary standard of performance. Tenor Carlo Bergonzi began at Lyric in 1955 with a Puccini role he didn't sing that often, a character who was rather alien to his gentlemanly nature, the stevedore Luigi in Il Tabarro. Bergonzi came back for four more seasons and sang his last performance here when he was nearly 60. He always carefully balanced Lyric and Spinto roles through his whole career. As a result, in his final Lyric season, 1981, he could sail through Nemorino and L'Elisir d'Amore, playing with the music with the ease of a singer just starting out. As an actor, he was very old school, but he believed in what he was doing, and he acted through the voice. The sheer elegance of his singing placed him in a category all his own. Whenever I think of him, it's as Don Alvaro in Verdi's La Forza del Destino, the only role I ever heard him sing live. It was a definitive portrayal, one Lyric audiences were fortunate to hear in 1961. '60 saw the arrival at Lyric of a petite young woman with a classic Italian Lyric soprano and a radiant personality. Renata Scotto enchanted everyone first as Mimi in La Bohème, then as Micaela in Carmen. In six seasons, she gave us her famous Butterfly and Gilda. She was glorious in her only American performances of Massenet's Manon. And when her voice grew more dramatic, she gave us Amelia in Un ballo in maschera and her final role with us, Tosca, in 1987. Scotto's performances exuded passion. Her conviction came through in every phrase, and she lived every role, a singing actress to her fingertips. It was revelatory for her audiences to hear a true bel canto artist's care for musical details lavished on Verismo roles, including her wonderful Mimi. The year after Scotto's debut, Lyric witnessed a portrayal that defined the title role of the Barber of Seville for an entire generation of opera-goers. The baritone was Sesto Bruscantini, whose charisma was as dazzling as his command of Rossini's patter. Bruscantini proved himself extraordinarily versatile. In the 1960s alone, he gave us no fewer than 13 roles, among them the clever valet Dandini in Cinderella, the passionate Zurga in The Pearl Fishers, and the macho muleteer Ramiro in Ravel's L'Heure Espagnole. He never pretended to own a world-shaking voice. He always had vocal beauty when he needed it, but he worked his magic above all through musicality, through the text, and through his fabulous gifts as an actor. He was a marvelous comedian and one of the great charmers in opera, as his Figaro proves. Rasori e pettini, lacete forbici al mio comando, tutto qui sta. Rasori e pettini, lacete forbici al mio comando, tutto qui sta. Ve la risorsa, poi del mestiere, con la donnetta, col cavaliere, con la donnetta, trara l'allera, col cavaliere, trara l'allera, la, la, la. Che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere, per un barbiere di qualità, di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne e ragazzi, vecchie fanciulle, qua la parrucca, presto la barba, qua la sanguigna, presto il biglietto, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi vogliono, qua la parrucca, presto la barba, presto il biglietto, ehi! Figaro, 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 ahimè! They broke the mold in Italy after they made Fiorenza Cosotto. We were lucky at Lyric to experience her in her great years as the world's leading interpreter of Italian dramatic mezzo parts. Cosotto starred at Lyric during 10 seasons. Everyone who heard her was staggered by the size, the grandeur, the fearlessness of her sound, but also its warmth and sheer beauty. A part Cosotto particularly adored was Leonora, the heroine of Donizetti's La Favorita. That role made her a star at La Scala in 1962, and 2 years later, it introduced her to Lyric, where she instantly acquired legions of ecstatic admirers. Like Bruscantini, Scotto, and Bergonzi, Cosotto lavished on Chicago everything that audiences love about Italian singing at its best.